A weekend of Republicans partying up here on Mackinac Island is wrapped up.
Cue gratuitous horse noise in 3, 2. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So 2,200 people with the time and money to attend the Michigan Republicans Mackinac Island Leadership Conference heard from 5 presidential candidates and plotted the future course of their party.
And Governor Rick Snyder plotted the future course of his administration,
right,
working to ensure that the last half of his last term doesn't just fizzle out.
Yeah, because we know that second terms, especially that final 2 years, are rarely kind to governors.
Rarely. Their influence evaporates because lawmakers and lobbyists and the public and the media start looking to who's coming next.
Sure. So Snyder's solution, the reluctant politician, is looking to play some politics.
And so the governor rolled out his new personal political action committee, the quote, Relentless Positive Action PAC.
The RPA PAC. The governor is looking to be the sugar daddy.
Or at least a sugar daddy.
To new lawmakers, legislators, the governor is hoping, who are a little more like him, and he's starting with next year's state house races.
So let's get started. Let's see how effective it can be, and hopefully it'll be very effective at getting great people elected to Michigan House.
The goal? To change the character of the legislature by introducing a new cast of characters come 2016, as the current class of lawmakers is retired by term limits.
Right. There will be at least 39 open seats in the state house next year, 22 of those currently held by Republicans. So I'm told Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is playing a key role, even seeking out and interviewing prospective candidates in some cases. The goal, he says,
to ensure that we have candidates that that are running for office that maybe the regular candidate pipeline wouldn't have produced. You know, I would give Rick Snyder himself as an example.
So a crop of non-traditional candidates in the mold of one tough nerd himself.
With some fairly specific policy goals, not all of them specifically Republican.
Fiscal responsibility, prenatal through, you know, lifelong learning education system, and a sustainable environment, reviving our urban areas. A lot of good policies.
But this rollout is not without its controversy up here on the island among the Republican leadership.
No. First of all, now Snyder's Relentless Positive Action PAC will be competing with other Republican PACs for donors and dollars. Also, legislators are wondering how the chief of the executive branch intends to meddle in the affairs of the legislative branch.
Because as we know, Snyder has had a sometimes bumpy relationship with legislative Republicans who've tended to tack right when he's aimed toward the center.
The Relentless Positive Action PAC suggests he's not going to quietly ride out his time.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.